With you, we're turning to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, and we're breaking in at verse 8. We'll be reading down to verse 20. Philippians chapter 4, and commencing our reading at verse 8. Philippians chapter 4 and the verse 8, and we're reading down to verse 20. Let us hear God's word. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding ye have well done, that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all, and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odour of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And we'll end the reading there, knowing that the Lord will bless the public reading of his word. As he said, he will do so. Again, bowing briefly before the Lord, seeking his face and help for this hour. Briefly before the Lord, before we come to the preaching of divine truth and what the Lord would say to our souls. Lord, our Heavenly Father, we come before thee, thanking thee for a meeting such as this, where we can meet without persecution. We thank thee for the open door and for this witness that thou hast raised for the preaching and proclamation of divine truth. And we ask of thee that you'll help us now, that you'll draw very near, that our hearts will be drawn out after thee. Lord, help us to see Christ, build us up in thy holiest of faith, conform us more and more to thine image, empty us of self and of sin, and fill us full of the Holy Ghost and with power, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Help us, and may we know a blessed time around thy truth and before the throne of grace. For it's in Christ's precious name we pray, and for thy glory alone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Saul of Tarsus was a proud individual, prior to his conversion to Christ. Yet we find recorded in the scriptures that he was converted on the Damascus Road and completely transformed from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God. Saul, who was a proud, arrogant, and self-centered man, truly became a humble follower of Jesus Christ. From that moment, Paul became an outstanding servant of Christ. He spent his time preaching the gospel, setting up churches, seeking to win the lost, teaching believers, writing epistles, contending for the faith, resisting those who were in opposition to the gospel of Christ, ministering to the saints. Truly, his was a demanding work, and so too is yours, which involves many trials and great dangers. Paul's missionary journeys and his dedicated service to Christ could not have been attempted or completed in his own strength. You see, this was a spiritual work, and it needed special power. And this is what Paul humbly confesses: I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Thus, enabling him to serve faithfully and fearlessly, this empowerment is exactly what Christ has promised to his people. His strength is unlimited. There's nothing too hard for him. His strength can be trusted. It's reliable. Never waxes or wanes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His strength is suitable. All that we need, he can and does supply. You see, his strength is unfailing. Yes, the arm of the flesh will fail, but his strength is inexhaustible. And therefore, this explains Paul's success. It explains for us of Paul's success as a Christian worker. He didn't labor in his own strength, but in the power of God. Each and every individual has been called to a particular field of service. And often, yes, the way ahead is filled with difficulties and dangers, and at times we feel unworthy, unable, and unfitted for the task. But we must be mindful and remember that God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Same man was reminded, that is Paul, he was reminded that his strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, we cannot go forward in our own strength, but we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. Therefore, there is strength to serve. Strength to serve. Firstly, the source of this strength. The source of this strength. We see that there is strength to serve, and the source of this strength, well, you take, for example, coal. Trevor and I, and myself, when I had first arrived, he was showing me, it was in the house, and it was a lump of coal. Coal is, we understand, is a great source of energy. Back home, we would put coal in the fire, and that's how we would maintain the heat in the room. And coal is, as we understand, is a great source of strength. Gives us energy. But if we don't know where it is, well, it's going to be no use whatsoever. And so, where is this great strength found? Where is this great strength found? Well, Christ. Christ is the great strength. He is the great source of strength. And Paul understood that Christ is the great source of strength. Paul understood this by experience, and so we find his whole confidence, trust, his reliance was through Christ. Was through Christ. He understood that it wasn't in some natural ability or some power of his own, but that it was in the strength that he received from Christ, the true source of strength. Some would have us to believe that strength is found in self or to prepare well. Yes, preparation can help, but preparation is not the great, is not the source of strength. Some look to possessions as a source of strength. Remember the rich man? The rich fool in Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, he said, "My barns, my fruits, my goods." Some find strength in friends or company. There's nothing wrong with having friends and company in itself. But this isn't the true source of strength. Paul could say, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." And therefore, it is in Christ. It is in Christ that this true strength is found. Not in possessions, not in human wisdom, not in preparation. And so Paul was enabled to bear cold, fatigue, and hunger. By that he met temptations and persecutions, and so by that he's engaged in the performance of his strenuous duties, and therefore we can take encouragement and learn that we need not sink under any trial, for there is one who can uphold us and strengthen us, the one who is the true source of strength, because there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. One who is unchanging and most mighty. One who can always help us. And therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ is himself the source of strength. He's the source of strength. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That word "through" simply means in the original language, simply means in. I can do all things in Christ, which strengtheneth me. You see, because of our union in Christ, because of our union with Christ, we are made strong. Because of what we are and have in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are made strong. We are made strong. John 15:5, you don't have to turn to it for time's sake, but it says, and Jesus Christ himself says, "I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." We have clearly before us a picture of our union in Christ. Christ is the vine, we are the branches, our union in him. A union that cannot be separated. We have clearly before us, therefore, a picture of our union in Christ, and therefore we see the contrast that all things can be done through Christ, and yet absolutely nothing can be done without Christ. You take, for example, the trunk of a tree. And we were looking at trees. Trevor was showing us around his garden. And you take the trunk of the tree and growing from it, well, the branches are united. The branches are yet united to the trunk. They're joined. They're abiding. And so life-giving sap gives strength. Back home, and perhaps you have it over here too, they're ivy. Ivy, it clings to the trunk. You see, there are those that creep in like the ivy. And they grab on to the trunk. And they gather round the trunk, but there's no strength. There's no strength found in him. There's no strength drawn from him. And therefore, we who are joined to Christ by faith, united to him, there is life-giving power to do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. And so we have no ground. We have absolutely no grounds for growing slack in the work of God, because we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. And secondly, there is the duration of this strength. The duration of this strength. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Listen. Strengtheneth me. It's not in the past tense. It doesn't say strengthened. No, it says strengtheneth me. And therefore, Paul, he was presently being, it says strengtheneth me. That he was presently strengthening him. That Christ was presently strengthening him. Paul was often in times of trouble. He was in shipwreck. He was under house arrest. Troubles passing each day. But he found fresh strength for each day, just as the manna was provided from heaven. We have sufficient supply, present supply, gazing upon him, presently abiding in him, seeing him in the scriptures, coming before the throne of grace, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. But friends, if we distance ourselves from him, if we distance ourselves, then we won't draw strength. We won't draw strength if we distance ourselves from him. And therefore, let us look to him. So then we can find the source of this strength is in Christ, union in him, and continually, day by day, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We can know being presently strengthening, by him. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And finally, well, there is the result of this strength. I can do all things. In the Greek it reads, I am strong for all things, made for all things, sufficient supply that is equipped for all things, whatever comes. It doesn't say some things. No, it says all things. All things. There is no lack in his provision. no lack. The truth is, we tend to limit God. Take, for example, the breaking out of a prison. A friend has the keys, and he uses them to break forth into the inward door. As he goes down the corridor, he opens the other door. Oh, the keys seem to be working here. But as he comes to the last door, it doesn't work. He can't get the last door open. It's not sufficient. Well, with Christ, there's nothing lacking. With Christ, there's nothing lacking, nothing left out. Therefore, we as the people of God, we can rejoice in the resources found in Christ. Do you feel your weakness? Do you feel the enemy? Does the obstacle look so high? The weight and the burden of the day. Beloved, Christ gives a full supply. He gives a full supply. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Look with me at Paul's experience in verse 12. He says, I know both how to be abased. I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. The circumstances which he faced, what does he say? He says, I can do all things. I can do all things. What were these things? Well, he endured death. He endured imprisonment, poverty. He saw he could endure all things, troubles and trials through Christ, abiding in him. He could subdue any sin, battling with sin daily. Temptation to give up perhaps in the work. Yet he learned to be content. He learned to be content. Yes, it's true, we'll not be sinlessly perfect this side of eternity. But it doesn't mean to say that we get up and wave the white flag and give up. No, because we can know progressive victory. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Therefore, there is strength to serve. And this is why I titled this as such. There is strength to serve. There is strength to serve. We can fulfill any duty. God has called us to be his servants for such a time as this. He's called us to be his servants. Yes, we have all particular duties, some hard, yet we can draw strength from him, abide in him. It removes every excuse. For there's no lack of strength, no family member too hard to reach, no man in this village, this district, too far from God. And therefore, we have strength to serve, and we are able to live strong through him. Yes, it is a difficult and dangerous world, but we can draw from him his gracious supply, and therefore our testimony will be, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. May the Lord bless these stammering thoughts for his own name's sake, let us bow reverently.